the Supreme Court decision yesterday rule, it says that the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right to bear arms applies no matter where you live. It overrules state and local gun control laws. That means that Chicago's 28-year ban on handguns is pretty much overturned. And that comes, as I said earlier, after two very deadly weekends in the Chicago area. More than 80 people were shot and 13 people killed in the city limits. For decades, Chicago's homicide rates have been far above other U.S. cities, and gun control advocates worry that this ruling is going to make that worse. Joining us now is Spencer Leak Sr. He's the owner of Leak and Sons Funeral Home in Chicago's South Side. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. You have started becoming an advocate for anti-gun violence. And I'm wondering, what is it that you saw during the course of your career at the funeral home on the South Side? What did you see that has made you want to get involved in fighting gun violence?
Well, I'm seeing too many mothers across my desk coming in to make funeral arrangements for their young men and women shot down in the streets of Chicago. I have to make these arrangements and not only make the arrangement, but counsel these mothers as to what they can do now that their children have been snuffed out by violence, and also to get them through the experience create a situation where they can try to get their lives back together after the funeral.
In 2008, 402 out of 412 homicides were due to the use of handguns. And that's even with the ban in place. Do you think that the ban was keeping gun violence down, that the ban was working?
No, the ban was not working, and it was not keeping gun violence down. Nor would the Supreme Court decision on yesterday affect what's happening in the city of Chicago. The ban has been in place 28 years, and violence in Chicago has been sustained and consistent, and then it is growing, escalating, and I just don't think the ban, as well-meaning as it is doing what it was designed to do.
But as the Supreme Court wrote in the majority opinion, this is what I'm going to quote them here. They said, the number of Chicago homicide victims during the current years equaled the number of American soldiers killed during the same period in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, that is staggering. So
it is staggering. When you see it face to face, when you look at mothers who have lost their children, it gives you a perspective on this violence that others do not share. I would strongly advise those who are looking at violence and how it manifests itself in our major cities, look beyond gun bans, and we must look to something else designed to stop this violence, because that won't do it.
So, you know, the thing that's fascinating to me, Spencer, is you say the ban hasn't worked, but yet there's all this sort of discussion in the U.S. Supreme Court about the Second Amendment, and it's okay in your own home anywhere in the United States to have a gun for self-defense, as though Justice Alito is saying people in Chicago are permitted to feel safer with a handgun in their own home. Does that have any relevance to what's going on in Chicago? I mean, would you feel safer having a handgun in your own home now that the Supreme Court has said it's okay?
Well, you know, the Supreme Court can say it's okay, but that just doesn't make it okay. There are some neighborhoods where residents are forced to keep guns in because of the fact that in these areas people will engage in crime where they are not bothered by the fact that that you're in your home supposedly safe, supposedly with a gun. They'll just walk in your door, knock the door down, break your windows, and go in. They have no fear. They're not intimidated by what they think is behind those doors. So, therefore, if some people feel safe in that regard, I think you have to allow that We have in Chicago four of the most dangerous neighborhoods in the country. No other city has that dubious distinction, and the guns, whether you have guns or not, it's just irrelevant. We've got to go beyond guns and pro or con as to try to deal with the violence that permeates our cities.
Spencer Leek, I mean, you're 73 years old. You've lived in Chicago all your life. You own a funeral home in Chicago's South Side. Your experience comes not just from counseling these grieving mothers, but also from having to prepare bodies that have gunshot wounds. Is that correct?
And also, I was the director of the Cook County Jail for 4 years, the director of the Illinois Department of Corrections, District 1. So I've seen crime, and I see how it manifests itself.
Okay.
So I have that perspective also.
So if decisions coming for the Supreme Court aren't going to affect gun violence in Chicago, if the gun ban coming out of your local laws is not going to affect violence in Chicago, what is the solution to keeping the people of Chicago safe?
Well, the solution to keeping the people of Chicago safe is not politically correct. The people of Chicago must turn their lives around, and the only way that they can do it is to give up their lives and ask God to forgive them for their sins and turn to God, because God is the only hope that Chicago and this nation and Iraq and Afghanistan have. And so that is the answer. It's not whether you have a gun or not. It's do you believe in God, and do you believe that Jesus Christ is his son and our savior? If you believe that and turn your heart to God, then Chicago can be safe, and we won't need guns to secure our safety, because we have the security of a hope in Jesus Christ.
Well, I assume that since you're also the chairman of Black on Black Love, a local anti-crime organization, that you also think that people themselves can help make a difference with their community organization. Spencer Leek Sr. is the owner of Leek & Sons Funeral Home on Chicago's South Side. Master's degree in criminal justice, former chairman, as he said, of the Cook County Jail System.